What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's a hit of pod with Nikki Glaser. How's it going? My voice sounds extra sultry and raspy today. If I do say so myself, just woke up from a nap and didn't go over well in this house. I have a Taylor Swift dance party coming up tonight, and my mom is like freaking out that the house doesn't look good for it. I don't think she realizes that we're not taping an episode of Cribs, that people not be seeing every single room. We're doing it in the living room. Strung some lights up. I am going to make a Taylor Swift sign. I'm going to... I don't really know what's going to happen tonight with this little party I'm throwing on Zoom. I'm trying to be very low pressure. People only paid $5. They're going to get as much as $5 of entertainment you should get from that. But we're going to have fun. We're going to sing and dance. I'm in the mood to do it. I was really tired earlier and not feeling like it. And there's nothing worse than when you plan a party and you don't even feel like going to your own party. So I took a nap because I knew that like I would feel... I don't know. When I get out of naps, I feel like, oh, it's day, like the day starts again. It's like day part two. And I'm just like, I can start over. I can have a fresh outlook. I can wake up on the right side of bed. And that is what I did. And then my parents started arguing as they were, you know, moving furniture and hanging lights. And then I said I had to go do a podcast. And my mom's like, you didn't tell me you had to do a podcast. And I'm like, well, what do you need me to do right now? And she's like, I thought you'd care about this. And I'm like, do you want me to just watch you hang lights? Like, you won't let me hang the lights. What should I be doing right now? Well, you got to make a sign. Yeah, it's going to take me 15 minutes at most. We have 2 hours. She goes, what time is it? You have 2 hours? Not anymore. You have 2 hours. And I go, it's 6:05. It starts at 8. She goes, do you want me to be 1:55? I have 1 hour and 55 minutes. I have time to do a 15-minute podcast. I have to do a 15-minute podcast. What's the issue here? But we got through it. Everyone's going to be in a good mood at the end of it. I just think she wanted me to thank her, which I did, but also was so annoyed that I just didn't want to either because I knew it would be like, it's fine. It's fine. It does look cool, though. She hung all these, like, really cool lights, and it looks festive. She saw Anya Marina posted what it looks like at her house to prepare for the Taylor Swift dance party, and there's, like, a disco ball and, like, cool lighting, and we just don't have that here at the Glaser household, and you gotta make do with what you have. That's what quarantine style, you know? You don't put too much pressure on yourself. Yes, you could go out and buy that thing that would make it, but you don't get to buy things, and if we all... have to do creative stuff at home, there's going to be new things that emerge, and the bar's lowered is what I'm saying. And thank God it is. I'm not worried about what I'm wearing tonight. There's hundreds of people coming, probably I'm assuming a lot of people just like watching and judging me. But if you pay $5 to come in and watch and judge, come on in. Yeah, I'm just going to be like lip syncing to Taylor Swift at my computer. I mean, I really think that's what this is going to be. And that's totally fine with me. Like, I'm totally good with that. If you guys are, I think you should be. What else can I tell you? Oh, that's cool. My computer is not charging. Oh, there it is. You guys don't care. What does it matter? Sorry, I was talking about something technical as I was doing this. I've already had a long day. I did Nick Viles' podcast. It's going to be out, I think, on Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be out Tuesday. Yeah. His show, Vile Files. We talked about this new show called Listen to Your Heart that I got an early screening for. It's pretty much Bachelor meets... American Idol. So they have like all these like hot singles who are really good musicians, and they're trying to like have them all find love, because there's nothing better than being in love and also getting to do a duet. And all they talked about this whole time is like how the best case scenario is like you could be the movie A Star Is Born. Like, that could be your life. And they're all like, that movie's fucking dope, dude. You nailed it, Chris Harrison. That's what I want for my life. And it's like, did you guys see the end of that movie? Because maybe it's not what you want. But he just names all of these couples that, like, great musical couples and duos. And it's like, Sonny and Cher. And it's like, oh, well, they didn't really turn out that great. And it's like, Joni Mitchell and James Taylor. They didn't really last. They're like, Paul Simon, Edie Brickell. And it's like, neither did they. And it's not that I don't think relationships need to last forever in order to be successful. But, I mean, for what the point they were trying to make, I just don't think they did their research. But anyway, there's all these young, hot kids. But some of them are just, like, not hot and just weird. But all the girls are hot, clearly, because, like, you don't even bother being a singer-songwriter unless you're fucking hot. So all the girls are, like, hot. The guys are fine. But it's really worth watching. It's called Listen to Your Heart. And I know I'm going to be watching every week. It really is good. And then you should listen to my podcast with Nick Vial, because it's just, it was funny. Our analysis of it is, like, hilarious. So I did that today. It's my Saturday, and I woke up and did that. I also did a meditation class with my dad, Bob Roth, from the David Litch Foundation, who does transcendental meditation. He, like, did a refresher course for people who've already been trained in TM, and I listened to that with my dad. And then we meditated for 10 minutes, so that was wholesome as fuck. What else can I tell you? Yeah, it's been a busy afternoon. It's starting to sink in that, like, there's been a couple snipes about things from my mom that I don't appreciate. You know when, like, you're living with your parents and they don't tell you how they really feel in the moment, so they, like, hold up these resentments? Like, I'm just waiting for her to snap at me in a way that will, like, unleash everything she's been harboring against me. Like, if I'm, guess I already told my therapist this, but, like, and I don't blame her. This is just the way things happen. When you're not able to, like, let the gas out, like, here and there, the balloon's going to fucking pop. That's not the right thing. But it's all going to come out at the same time, and the balloon's going to fly around the room. Like, you've seen a balloon do that. If you don't, like, ease it out ever so slightly, it's just going to get out of hand. So that's what happens. Like, and I think this is in all relationships. I don't tend to do this because I think it's really, like, such a dirty way to fight and be a person. And I'm not saying that my mom's a dirty person, but, like, she just doesn't know how to handle her emotions. So, like, instead of being like, hey, Nick, can we talk about you cleaning your room sometime? Because it's kind of a tornado in there, and it makes me feel bad because this is my house, and that's still a part of my house, even though you live in it. And I would like to know that it looks nice, and I would like to know that my daughter cares about the space around her. She could say that, but instead she doesn't. And then she will make something. This is how it will erupt. Like, she'll make me dinner, which is so nice. And she always makes me dinner. I'm always very appreciative of it. Like, so much so. Like, I have the best parents. Complaining is ridiculous, but this is how it will come out. So then she'll maybe do something a different way than if I do it. And she, like, likes to cook for me because it gives her a sense of purpose. Like, she doesn't mind doing it. And when I cook, I, like, know exactly the way I want it done. And so, like, she'll cut something away. I'm like, oh, I like those julienned, when she cut them in, like, blocks, you know, something like that. And I'll be like, it's fine. But usually I like it the other way next time. And she'll be like, you know what? You should have told me, you know, like, it'll turn into that. And I'll be like, no, Mom, it's fine. And then, you know, maybe it'll get burnt or something. And then it'll be like, I'll say something like, well, next time I'll just make it. And she'll be like, you know what? Then it will come. Then all these things will come out. That's, like, kind of how people fight in my house, is, like, all the things they're mad at you about will come out in this, like, storm that you're like, I didn't even know it was going to start raining. And now it's a downpour. And also, these are all things I already feel bad about myself. And I didn't even know you realized them. That's the worst thing, is when you think you're getting away with behavior and then someone, like, goes like, and you know what? It's weird when you do this. And you're like, oh, God, it is weird when I do that. You're right. So, I mean, any gripes that my parents have about me are completely confounded. I am not an ideal person to live with. I'm being a lot more respectful than I was when I lived here when I was 25. I'll tell you that. Am I as respectful as if I lived with a roommate? No. Because they're my parents, and I can fart in front of them, and I can clog toilets and not care. Like, I can be just disgusting. But am I better than I was at 25? Hell yeah. Like I, and I'm not like hiding my behaviors as much now. Like, yeah, I eat late at night. I have like a weird eating disorder issue. My parents kind of know it. I'm just like, and they used to, oh my God, that was the one that used to like fucking explode in my face. One time when I was living here, I used to just like binge, and I would throw up too. In 2009, I was like kind of bulimic. And yeah, you know how I remember as if I was bulimic or not, like a time in my life? I'm like, do I remember what the toilet bowl looked like at that place I lived? Because if you asked me the past two apartments I lived in, I wouldn't be able to tell you what the toilet bowl like really looks like. I don't clean it. Like I have a housekeeper. But when I was vomiting, I knew what toilet bowls looked like. Or can I picture throwing up at that toilet bowl? Or, I mean, I guess that goes for when I was like hungover a lot too. But anyway, I used to just like binge like so bad. I used to like go out into my parents' kitchen after they had gone to bed and just like eat all the food and like eat weird food. And then you try to like cover up that you didn't eat certain food. So you like remake it, like just absurd things. But I remember one night my mom caught me like really digging into this like casserole that was like days old. It was cold. Like, you know, when you're just eating like that, the people who I'm talking to that eat like that, it's just mindless. You're not like enjoying it. So there's no enjoyment. And she was just like, what are you doing? She was all bleary eyed because it was like 3 a.m. and I'm like stuffing my face with this like thing I don't even like. Like, she's like, you don't even like that. And I'm like, I know. It was like when I got caught for shoplifting and, the girl that looked through my bag to see what I had shoplifted, she goes, what? This is ugly. Like, this shirt sucks. And I'm like, I know. I would never wear that. I just want it. Just gets me high. So anyway, I don't even know how I got off on this tangent, but, you know what? I wanted to answer this like viewer mail that I just got. So this, I'll close with this. This was probably going to take me longer than, I wanted to spend longer on this closing thing than I'm going to be able to, but let's just get into it. This is to a girl who wrote me on Instagram like 2 hours ago. She said, I know you don't know me, but I listen to your podcast religiously and I admire you and value your opinions. I don't have a relationship with my own sister and feel like friends are burdened by my sadness. My boyfriend of 3 years just broke up with me and I am in complete agony. I was unhealthily wrapped up in him and the relationship was my entire identity. I always hear single people talk about how awful it is to be single and date. I can't help but feel like a relationship with him, even though it might not have been healthy, was still better than being alone. I just want to die right now. He lives far away from me, so I can't even go see him in these times. Not that he will let me. I feel completely insane. Have you ever been in a breakup that made you want to stop living? How does a person go on? I'm already incredibly anxious as is. How do you stop your suicidal thoughts? I truly am scared I will do something just to avoid this pain another day. Okay, well, that's, if you really think you're going to do something, you just need to like call one of those hotlines. They're not going to send police to your place. Just fucking talk to someone that is qualified in talking you off the ledge. I have never been there where I've been like, I'm going to do something, but if you are there, and I hope that if I ever get there someday, God willing, I won't, because it's terrible. But listen, anyone could. You're not wrong for being there. But just know that you're not thinking in the right headspace right now and do the right thing, which is you trust me and fucking call someone. It's the cool thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And that's what they're there for. They're not going to judge you. If you call suicide hotline, they're not going to be like, you're suicidal? What? It's like, yeah, that's the idea of this. You should be. They're used to talking to crazy people, not crazy people, but like lonely, fucking sad, you know, moody people. So don't think you're going to alarm them or, you know, just like, just protect yourself. And guess what? If the cops do show up, they should. Like, right? You need to protect yourself. So let me just say that first, bitch. And by bitch, I mean that very lovingly. Here's the other thing. I don't know how old you are, but I'm guessing I hope you're young. If you're not young, you just haven't experienced this before. But yes, I've begged a man to love me one time. My boyfriend was breaking up with me. I had no control. That's the thing I sense from this, is that you have no control. You would go see him. He doesn't want you to see him. He doesn't want to get back together. He broke up with you. There's nothing you can do. And it's like, you want to just, your skin feels like it wants to turn inside out. You just like are so uncomfortable. You're looking for anything to just like make yourself feel better. And the only thing that feels better is you're like thinking like, I just want to die. And it's just like, it's just going to take time. And guess what? Like, you don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you. It's just the way it is. And there will be other people. It's everyone has felt this way. Everyone in the history of women, every single woman listening to this has felt that desperate. And if you haven't, you're fucking lucky. Like, being heartbroken is the worst feeling in the whole world. And even reading this makes me go like, oh, I don't even want to get involved with someone because I don't want to like open myself up to that again. Man, I was begging this guy. I remember crying, being like, please. I was having the darkest thoughts too. I was like thinking like, oh my God, I hope someone I love dies so that he has to reach out to me and like feel like, and like come to the funeral with me. Like, I remember thinking that, like, legit crazy thoughts. So I get where you're coming from. I don't think you should feel bad burdening your friends, but listen, if they're not there for you, there are people to talk to. There's free counseling. There's a lot of help out there right now. Just Google it. I think listening to podcasts about breakups, there's a great one by This American Life called Breakups that I would steer you towards. There's lots of resources, but, writing to me, my dog is, as I'm like letting my dog off my lap, talk to people who love you. I swear to God, I promise you with every fiber of my being that you will, if you live on, which you will get to a place where you will be glad that this guy rejected you. You will be literally happy it happened. And I know that sounds crazy, but there is not one thing that has ever happened in my life that has been so devastating that I'm not glad it happened. Truly not one thing yet. And that's not true for everything. I'm sure there's things that people go, yeah, I wish that never would have happened. But for me, I always gain something very valuable. Listen to this. I'm having a Taylor Swift dance party night. If that bitch never got sad and got dumped by a guy and felt this way that you feel, my favorite music wouldn't exist. So much, many of your favorite music and TV shows and everything wouldn't exist. Use this heartache to propel you and know that it's going to make you a more interesting person down the road. You can get through this. Everyone, I know this is a very specific feeling, but it's everyone's has felt it before. You're going to get through it. It is not death. It is not death. Like, it's not the end of your world. This guy is probably not that great, to be honest with you. He probably sucks. Like, it just is true. It's not and you might suck. You might really suck. But there's someone who's going to love the version, your suckiness. And by your little avatar, you look like a beautiful, beautiful girl. And it makes me sad that you're crying. Not that ugly girls should be the only ones crying. But, like, Don't worry. Even if you never find anyone again. And by the way, the whole thing about single people talk about how they're so miserable. And it's like, no, it's not that bad. I've been single for 3 years. My last 3 years have been awesome. Yes, boys make me upset. Yes, sometimes I get lonely. But I love my life. You don't need a guy. You don't need anyone. You don't even need me telling you this, but I hope it helps. Guys, I have to go. This is an extra long version today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Girl, I hope you feel better. See you tonight at Taylor Swift dance party, possibly. I doubt this is going to get out before then, but that is only my fault. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow on the podcast. Squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.